6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Are you downsizing? Please consider T. Brian Hill, owner of UsedJewelryBuyer.com, when selling your diamonds, high-grade watches, and antique and estate jewelry that you no longer want or need. Located in St. Charles and with 30 years of buying experience, T. Brian Hill is the number one buyer of scrap gold and silver, U.S. coins, fine jewelry, old watches, and antique jewelry. See their current buying prices and scrap gold calculator at UsedJewelryBuyer.com. 122 North Main Street in St. Charles.
Head to Sears Auto Center for Black Friday deals starting 8 p.m. Thursday. And right now, save $100 on Goodyear, Dunlop, Road Handler, and Hand Coupe tires. See store for details.
Without trees, hide and seek would just be seek. Trees are a natural playground with built-in shade. Visit treeswork.org for more on how trees work for kids. Brought to you by the Missouri Department of Conservation.
I know that music. I think it's time to talk a little tech talk. And we're not going to do the talking, we're going to do the listening, SRU. And you have an opportunity to ask Jose Hernandez questions about technical stuff. Now, look, this is a confusing time of year. This is a time of year when a lot of people are going to buy something electronic, either for themselves or somebody else, and it's confusing. Too many choices. Too much technical lingo we don't understand. Well, this guy does, so here's how this works. I will give the phone numbers. You will call. You'll get on the screen. First come, first serve. After he tells us what he thinks we should know that's new and great and state-of-the-art, whatever, you fire questions at him. The numbers, 314-969-KTRS, or toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. And please don't forget that Jose is brought to you by Oreck. That's right, the vacuum cleaner name. But there are lots of great products in the Oreck Home Care Centers, and there are seven of those home care centers, and all of them, all those products will make your home a better place, a cleaner place, a safer place, a warmer place, a cooler place. You'll see. Oreck Home Care Centers. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
How are you, Jose? You stepped out there for a second. Everything okay?
Oh, everything's wonderful, Frank. Thank you.
Okay, okay. Normally, if I have seen an article or heard something really spectacular, I throw it out. I don't have anything in particular today. Do you guys have anything that you... My wife did see an ad. She told me yesterday she's reading. She saw an ad for a television. It was a Samsung, I think a Samsung TV. It was $9,000. So I'm assuming it was a 4K whatever.
I would hope so for that price.
Yeah, she said, whoa, look at this TV. What? Look at this price. And she said $9,000. And I didn't even go over to look at it. I said, and this makes me sound really smart. I said, oh, 4K probably. And then, of course, she said, what does that mean? I said, you're not supposed to know. You're a woman. Yeah. You know, I guess that's how I talk to her.
You wouldn't know. It's too technical.
Yeah, too technical for you. Get back in the kitchen. So nobody has anything to throw at Jose.
No.
Well, then, Jose, what do you have to throw at us?
At present, in-flight cellular services are banned. You can't make voice or text. Can't make voice calls or text messages on aircraft. The FCC, if it has its way, airline passengers will be able to do so. They're getting ready. The Federal Communication Commission is set to consider allowing the use of cellular service during airline flights in an open meeting scheduled for December 12th. So if you, airline flyers, don't want to have to listen to whoever is next to you talking about whatever they're talking about, you might want to write the FCC a little note and tell them no thanks.
Okay, I don't think they're going to have to, and here's why. That is not going to happen. Texting, yes. There is no way that any airline is going to allow all those people in an enclosed space to be yapping on the phone. It's not going
to
happen.
Right. The FCC may, in fact, allow it, but the airlines are the ones that actually have to implement the hardware.
I agree. And I think that if any airline said, we do not allow the person behind you, in front of you, to the left of you, to the right of you, to be yapping on the phone while you're... That's who I'm going to fly with. And I think that's what... it's not going to happen. Texting? Okay.
Just 2 weeks ago, longtime CEO J.T. Wang of Acer Computer resigned following the record losses the company had. He was scheduled to be replaced by the company's president, Jim Wong, as of January 1st.
So Wong was going to replace Wang.
Right. Wong has also resigned. In a statement, Acer said the CEO position is being eliminated completely.
Something's wrong.
In the interim.
Something's wrong. Call Wang.
The founder will temporarily return to take over leadership duties until a permanent replacement could be named, while Wang and Wong will remain as Acer advisors.
Or they could go on the road as a comedy team.
Yeah. And Wang and Wong. Wong number, yeah.
That's right. Oh, that's good.
Eric Schmidt, you know who he is?
No. That name sounds familiar.
It's the Google executive chairman.
Okay.
Over the weekend, he wrote a little guide on converting your iPhone, or converting from iPhones to Androids. His guide assumes that all iPhone users also use Macs. He then lists every step required for converting to an Android. It's divided into four sections. Converting to your phone, updating iPhone or iPad, connecting iTunes Music to Google, and then putting the SIM card in your phone. So he apparently is putting his money where his mouth is about bringing an Android. It's going to be interesting to see if Apple will also return with a guide on how to convert from an Android to an iPhone.
Anything else?
Xbox One sold a million, first time out.
Yep.
A lot of reviews going on. Basically, the easiest way to explain the difference between the PS4 and the Xbox One is the PS4 is designed to work in concert with your digital set box, whether it's satellite or cable or any of that stuff. Xbox One wants to replace it. It wants to be your entire entertainment content controller.
Wow. You know how close we are to a television that has all this stuff in it.
Yeah.
I mean, we just are. You'll buy a TV that includes the latest Xbox built into the TV or the latest whatever. It's coming. There'll be no plugging or hooking anything up to the TV externally.
And last but not least, Yahoo has announced Katie Couric as a global news anchor on Monday.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be interesting to see if they can actually draw television users to Yahoo's webpage to watch her interview high-profile clients and business people.
Well, apparently somebody has that vision that we're close enough now that they can pay her, which you know is pretty substantial money, to walk away from, you know, broadcast TV to this.
Yeah, that's a lot
of money. I don't think we're that close yet to have that many people. Look, I still would prefer any day to watch a television for a movie, a documentary, whatever, than to sit down and look at it on my phone or even a tablet. I just would.
Right.
But hey, we'll see. A couple of lines open. I'm going to do this one more time, and that'll be the last time when we run out. It's over, and you missed your opportunity to get great free technical advice. 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877, or toll-free 888-550-5877. Up first is John. John, say hello to Jose.
Hey, Jose. How you doing?
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm doing great. I got a question about my computer's acting up. And if I take it in to somebody, will they be able to, like, retrieve bank numbers and everything? Because I do online banking and stuff. Is there any way that stuff's kind of, like, locked in my computer somewhere where they can retrieve it?
I'm sure there's cookies and things available if they want to look at it, yes.
How does he get it out before he takes it in to repair it?
That's kind of impossible. I mean, to get it out, you would have to basically reformat the hard drive and clear all that information out of there.
So what can I do to protect myself?
That's a very good question.
You mean sexually? Condoms?
No.
Oh, you mean the computer.
Yeah,
okay.
Computer.
Yeah. I got you.
Well, first of all, I'd take it to a reputable place. Second of all, I would at least, if not notify the bank, at least monitor your banking accounts.
Okay. What would you call a reputable place?
Somewhere that's not in the back of a van.
Okay. All right. Okay. Like any of the box stores that do that kind of stuff or local people. All right. One other quick one.
Sure.
Hard drive's getting really full. I guess I save a lot of pictures and documents and things on the computer.
Porn.
And do I just download all that onto like an external hard drive to kind of clear up space, or how can I do that? Or can I move it from like one drive to another drive? Because like I can't remember the names. One of the drives is like almost full, and it's like the line is all red, but then the other drive has hardly nothing in it.
You can copy it to the other drive. You can also buy external hard drives fairly inexpensively, and you can copy it externally as well. You don't have to have just one copy of it. You can make multiples.
Okay.
And I would definitely recommend doing that.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you, John. He brings up a good point, though. anywhere you take a computer, and this goes back to when I say anybody that thinks you can keep people from stealing your identity, no, you can't. Every day you do something that gives them a shot at it. But that if you take a computer in, most people's computers, in that computer is the history of sites you went to, bank accounts you went to. So anybody who really knows what they're doing, correct me if I'm wrong, Jose, could pull all your information out of a computer that you took in to get worked on.
Yeah, it would take some effort. It's not just laying there like a piece of paper, but it could be found, absolutely.
All right, we have John, John Twinspin, John number two. John, say hi to Jose.
Okay, it really is me this time. Well, I felt so stupid because I started talking, and I was like, who's that other guy?
Well, that's a weird one when you're on hold and somebody has the same name. What do you got for Jose?
All right, I have a Samsung tablet I just bought. It's a 10.1 screen or whatever, and I installed Google Cloud Print on it, and I printed the test page okay, but when I wanted to print, like, just something off the notepad or whatever in there, it won't let me print from there. It just keeps giving me an error message. I mean, is there a way to print from those little notepad things?
Well, if you're able to cloud print the test page, you should be able to print from it. Did you Google the error message?
Well, it just says error. It doesn't really give me an error message. You know, like when it shows me like everything that's printing, it just says error printing is all it tells me.
Mm.
So I didn't know if there was something you had to do special for the little notepad to be able to print. Or
there may be. I've never installed the Google Cloud Print on any of my tablet devices, so you might want to head back to the instructions or head out to search and just search having trouble printing from that tablet and see if there's something special about that specific tablet.
Okay, yeah. I mean, yeah, I couldn't find a whole lot on my tablet, I guess, because it's pretty new, so I'll check it back again in about a week. I mean, it's nothing dire or anything like that. I just emailed it to myself and printed it from there. So
does your tablet have a micro USB port on it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you might be able to connect the micro USB to the printer itself.
Oh, that's a good idea. I never thought of that. All right, I will try that. Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome. Right.
Thank you, John. Right. Charles is up. Say hi to Jose. Oh, Charles.
Yes.
Say hi to Jose.
What I'd like to do is be able to reset my computer back.
Okay, don't
say 2 days.
I know.
system restore if it's turned on.
Charles?
Yes.
Say it again, Jose. I don't think I understood you.
Charles, if you'll go to system restore and if it's turned on, it'll tell you all the dates you have a restore point in the past.
I have reset and I set it back to factory reset.
Oh, yes.
And I lost a lot of information.
You lost.
How do I get? Yeah, I want to reset it back to a couple of days so I get all that information back.
You're going to have to restore from your backups.
Oh boy.
Do you not have backups?
And if I don't have a backup.
I think it's gone.
Yeah, it's pretty much gone from there, Charles.
I think there's a technical expression that's you're screwed.
Yeah. Up something it's creep gone. Without a paddle.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. Gone. I thought maybe I could reset the computer back a couple of days. Not so, huh?
Not from a factory restore, nope. Factory
not
restore.
From a factory reset.
Yeah, factory reset makes it look like it just came out of the factory brand new.
Mm. Oh, boy. So oh. I've lost all the information on all the files and everything, right?
All the files, all the applications you installed, all your user data, everything.
Oh, Lord. Thank you.
Sorry about that.
Well, yeah.
That's a bummer. Yeah.
No kidding. Randy, say hello to Jose.
Yeah, Jose, AM and a PM, first
Thank
of all.
Thank you. Thank you, Randy.
I don't know the answer to this. I've got a, you know, if I'm talking with you guys and there's a finite distance between my phone and wherever it's transferring from, what would happen or how is that going to work when you're at 30,000 feet traveling 500 miles an hour and you might be pinging, you know, 30 or 40 cells, and I don't know how that'll all work without screwing up the whole system or how it will transfer. Is that, you got any thought on that?
Did you ever use a Sky phone in the aircraft?
No, I have not. Okay. But I know, see, they, to me, I don't know that either, but I would think that they have a system that would go through their transfer point on the ground and then pick up a station to go from there.
Yeah, they've had phones in aircraft for a while. It's usually in the headrest in front of you. You can pick it up and swipe your credit card and The only problem was you couldn't.
But now when everybody can use it and they're just going on their own cell that's going out for a signal to its cell tower.
Right.
Why won't it pick up 8 or 10 or whatever?
And, well, it'll pick up the strongest signal it can find, and likely the airlines are going to have to install basically a short-term cell in the aircraft.
Okay, well, it just seemed, I don't know, maybe there's nothing to that, but it just seems like it could screw up things for everybody if you get a whole bunch of people talking on their own system direct from their phone to the ground. So,
I personally think it's going to screw up a lot of stuff just trying to sit next to somebody who's talking and fighting with their girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah, well, I won't question it. Yes, that's very true, but I don't want it to happen.
Yeah, thank you, Charles. I'm telling you, folks, the talking on the phone thing is not going to happen.
And there are
there's no way.
There are some people that feel like they have to talk louder when they're on a cell phone.
No, that's most people on a cell phone. It is not going to happen. All you have, it's the common sense. Think about it. Think about how annoying it is already once they're taxiing and everybody fires their phones up. We're Lambert. We just landed. We're 10 minutes early. Look, we get our baggage. Holy mackerel. I mean, there's enough of those people. There's no way they're going to let people talk on the phone. Jeff, say hello to Jose.
Hey, Jose.
Jeff?
AM and FM, by the way.
Thank you.
All right, this is because I'm trying to protect Frank's advertisers. Whenever I get into my vehicle and I fire up my GPS and turn on the AM 550, my GPS doesn't work. Is there a way around that?
Yep, get a new GPS.
Okay.
Is it the vehicle's GPS, or is it one of the? Is it a portable you take with you? Is it included in the system?
It's both. I have a Magellan, and I also have a TomTom.
But neither one of those are factory installed. They're not.
No, the Magellan's a factory install.
Wow, you can buy a vehicle with a Magellan built into the dash. I didn't know that. Yeah, usually it's GM's on or whoever it is. It's their own. It's Chevy's navigation system. You got a vehicle that from the factory had a Magellan GPS?
Yeah, it was a Ford pickup bought new.
I'll tell you, Jeff, there's no reason the GPS should not work because you're listening to this station versus any other radio station.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I can't believe I'm the only one out there with this problem.
Well, we've never had it called in before. You get a Chevy. Get rid of it and get a Chevy from Landolf. There you go. There's your solution.
You might also want to call the dealer you bought it from and see if they've got any technical service bulletins on it. That for some reason, some reason your radio is causing your navigation to not function properly.
Okay. I'll give it a try.
All right. Thank you. That was Jeff, I believe, right?
Yes.
I think we're out of time.
Yep.
I think mine was the best recommendation. Get rid of it and get a new Chevy truck from Landolf.
Agreed.
I don't think we've ever had one caller say, hey, my Chevrolet pickup truck, the GPS goes out when I turn on the radio station. It doesn't happen. Well, once again, thank you, folks. We'll do this again next week. If you need to get a hold of Jose before next Monday, here's how you do that. His email address is techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. Thank you to the folks at Oreck and the 7 locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. By the way, a lot of great gift ideas for the holidays in those stores. You might not have thought of that. Well, think of it. Oreck. Give it up, if you would, for Jose Hernandez.
Good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. Appreciate it. And to North County we go, to the Washington Elizabeth exit, where John Landolf is standing by, as they say. Hello, John.
I'm sitting.
Sitting by.
Yeah, I'm sitting by. I'm not standing by.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Good. You bag any ducks when you were gone the other day?
We harvested some ducks, yes,
harvested,
sir.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I always forget to say harvested, you know.
Sure, we harvest and we feed a lot of people with the ducks that we harvest that are beautiful wing shoot farm. And it's a little early for this cold of weather, and it makes it really tough. But ice is over, and we have to get in and break the ice. And
that sounds good, man. Get up early in the morning, get out the cold,
man.
Have to break the ice.
No, we're not early in the morning. We're afternoon.
Okay, either way.
Yeah.
It still sounds great.
It would not be anything for you.
Hey, along with the turkey, do you cook a duck for Thanksgiving also?
Not turkey.
I've had duck appetizers before.
Oh, that's fancy. Now it's getting fancy. Duck appetizers.
I mean, it's me. It's me. I'm a fancy kind of guy.
You are. You are.
Yeah, you know you're trying to make fun of me again, but I am. I'm
no, a, we're not. We're
I'm
not.
Really, I'm really
you,
not
you're a man that enjoys a gourmet
I'm really
meal.
I'm not a fancy guy at all. I'm a pretty basic guy. Pretty.
Now, you know what I've never tasted? Do you ever shoot quail? You ever go quail hunting?
You know, I only in the situation where they, they're farm-raised, pen-raised, and then they put them out, and then the dogs brush them up, and then you shoot them. It's a plant and shoot. So, I mean, it's still... It's not; they're not wild. So I've never been wild whale hunting.
And why do you never see on a menu in a restaurant? I guess some, but not. It's not common.
Well,
whale or pheasant or something.
No, I mean, you know, any gun always has an offer, which is something that's unbelievable. Whether it's you know a venison or a quail or pheasant.
You can't get that just everywhere, though. I don't think I've ever had quail. Quail's a little bird, right?
Do you like duck? Have you ever had duck?
Oh, I told you, I've had duck, but the way I like it, it's called duck confit. It's kind of a crispy duck. Yeah, I like that.
Right, well, you know, Mimi's brother is just this unbelievably renowned chef, John Keneally. He just retired. He was involved with Bill Cardwell in a restaurant out in Lake St. Louis called BC Kitchen. Was at the... Media Club, Noonday Club. This guy's an unbelievable cook. An unbelievable chef. Not a cook. Unbelievable chef. He brought out Saturday to the Duck Club, I mean, one of those huge pans, tin pan, of all types of different duck.
Ooh.
So we had sliced. I get so excited. We had sliced smoked duck. All right, we had the duck confit that then he actually, you know, took it and just, you know, but you know, shredded it. Oh, it was unbelievable. We had sausage. We had cheeses. We had bread. We sat there.
Cheese.
That's right, Rat Boy. Cheeses. That's
cheese.
A good.
We had cheese.
That's a good day.
Yeah.
We had different cheese, different types of cheese. You know, I haven't done this in a while. I've turned over to other people.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Kitty and Mark sat in one day, then Kitty sat in, and we didn't want to hurt their feelings, but they can't hold a candle to you. I mean, yeah. They were okay.
You just told me, hold on, Dave.
They were okay.
They did a great job.
It was all right. It was all right. But you,
well, I'll say hi to Tricia Arnold. She's in my office going over a bunch of items, and one of our top sales reps, Mike Grakowski, and he's got a customer waiting that we need to... sell a vehicle to Michael G.
Yes,
so Mike Grakowski, say hi to Aim of the PM.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Mike, we're fine. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Now, Mike doesn't sound too excited to be with us. What do you do there, Mike? What do you do?
I'm a salesman here, Frank.
Okay.
A little more excitement, Mike. Come on. I mean, our goal is not to put people to sleep. A lot of them are driving right now. One out of 10 accidents because Mike G put them all to sleep while he was on the air.
Oh. Well, for people who don't know Trish Arnold, and I hope she doesn't mind if I mention this, but her family, this goes back several generations, the name Trish Arnold's great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was the founder of, discoverer of, and the guy who incorporated and started a town just south of St. Louis, Festus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Festus, Missouri. That's the Arnold family.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
I never knew that.
You're not related to Tom Arnold, are you, Trish?
No, I am not.
Okay. Well, just thought I'd ask. You don't know too many Arnolds. How's business?
Business is great. Can always be better. I took a ride up... on the upper lot, and I looked, and we have a lot of cars, and we have a lot of trucks. We have a lot of great deals that we are offering from now until the end of the year, but don't wait. They're just absolutely incredible. Inventory reduction sale, all right? And, man, it just got a little sweeter. Malibus and Cruises and Sonics, everything is marked down to prices that even I have a hard time believing. It's kind of that, are you kidding me, kind of a price?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, Frank?
Yeah, I do.
Kidding me? Huh? Some people say I say that a lot. I don't know.
I've never noticed
that. I haven't noticed either.
No, I don't notice it.
Never noticed it.
Yeah, you got to be kidding me. So, listen, enjoy Thanksgiving. You know, we got a big night tonight. We'll be open late tonight. You know, we're open Tuesday, open all day Wednesday. Might leave a little bit early, but not really. And then enjoy your families on Thursday. I can't believe some of the businesses are actually open on Thanksgiving, and I hope nobody goes in. I got to say that. I hope nobody goes in I mean, what the heck? Open it up at 5 and 6 on Friday. It's kind of crazy as it is. But, oh, that's right. We'll be open at 6 o'clock on Friday.
Friday morning?
Yeah, they're
Friday
having,
morning,
a,
yeah.
They're having a big Black
sales,
Friday.
Great deals.
You know, we're getting closer and closer to the elimination of Black Friday. All these stores that say now they're going to be open early Thanksgiving morning, well, the whole Friday thing is going to be kaput before you know it. There'll be no downtime.
I thought they were opening up in the afternoons or evenings.
No, there are a couple of them now said they'll be open in the morning Thanksgiving. I mean, come on, folks. Give people a day off, for goodness sakes.
God, it's unbelievable.
I know.
It's crazy.
The upside, I guess, is if you'll be fair and pay these people double time or something, I'm sure they could use the money. A lot of times people they don't have a family. Maybe they're single. They could use the dough. Okay. Pay them well for coming in Thanksgiving if you're going
to
be open.
I say dough a lot.
I don't know. I like it. Dough. Give me dough. Some dough.
How about this word? You don't hear this, and I don't know if you guys said it, swell. Was that you?
No, I don't use that.
That's
I don't,
swell?
I don't, no, I don't use swell.
Maybe he's like, you know, nobody uses swell anymore. I thought you heard it on your. Maybe it was on Friday when you're on assignment.
Could be.
That's a funny.
No, I don't use swell. That's not a word I use.
Really?
And I don't use darling.
I don't think we've used swell on Friday. Have we, Ian?
I did.
You wouldn't remember? I mean, how are you going to remember what you guys did on Friday?
I don't remember what we did last hour.
You're a musician.
Hey, Chevy Malibu's only 16.5. Chevy Sonic's as low as 11.9. Cruises as low as 13.5. Up to $10,000 off. Silverado extended cabin crew cabs, 13 models. Chevy Equinox only 20,005. Come on, you kidding me? Regular cab Chevy pickup trucks, 2013 work trucks for only 15 grand. I like that, 15 grand.
I do say that. You ever say 15K?
No.
See, how did that get started?
I'm not that
like
kind of a guy.
But I wonder where that came from. K, 15K, 20K.
Everyone tries to abbreviate everything.
Yeah, 20 grand. What does that mean, grand? What's that from, I wonder? Give me a C note. Slip him a C note. I get that. C in Roman numerals, isn't that 100?
Yeah, I think so.
Nah, that's probably not the reason. This is putting everybody to sleep. We have a phone
number.
I gotta
tell you what. I mean, you know what? But this is what happens. You know, when I'm in the duck blind. Okay. Oh, John Carney's show. Mimi just texted me. This way, you know she's listening. She's listening.
No, he says swell all the time.
Yeah,
that's where she heard it.
Yeah. He is the reason.
Yeah, he always says MS as swell.
I didn't know how swell you were until Mimi told me how swell you were, and then I met you, and I'm saying, "Are you talking about this guy?" She goes, "Yeah, he's swell." I'm like, "Okay." If you say so. But your show is swell.
Well, he has a lingo from 30, 40 years ago. He's older than his actual age.
Your show is unbelievable.
Well, thank you, John.
You can take that two ways. But I take it as a positive. If somebody, how are you doing? I'm like, unbelievable. I'm doing unbelievably well. And like right now, I'm doing unbelievably well because tomorrow is Mimi's birthday. So
happy birthday, honey. Beautiful.
And we'll wish her a happy birthday tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to put in much time at work here, so I can spend some. It's also our wedding anniversary. I married Mimi on her birthday.
Wow,
this is so beautiful. I'm gonna start crying.
Beautiful.
I hope you get some Kleenex in there because that can make you cry.
So, yeah. Do you get her one present or do you get her two? One for
He's
birthday and one
Dan.
Anniversary.
Hello.
Let me say this to you. Go
she's
easy.
She's gonna get a lot of gifts.
You're gonna be very careful what you do and what you say because when the woman turns 40, and I'm guessing she'll be turning 40, that's a big deal to them. You know that. Ooh, the big 4-0. So, yep. You know, give her some space.
Yeah, I just gotta shut up. You know, we're open late tonight here at Johnny Long Dog Chevrolet.
I know that.
1975 Dunn Road, D-U-N-N Road, in beautiful Florissant, Missouri. You want to get a great deal? You want to? Don't wait.
It's I sure do.
Little chilly out. Come in. Call us. Come see us. Head to lawnduff.com. Check out everything on the internet. And 314-837-1800 is the phone number. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com. And Dan Strauss, because I haven't heard it sung in a while, would you sing the Johnny Lawnduff jingle for me?
Mm-hmm. Johnny Lawnduff Chevrolet.
Wow, what a voice.
Man.
What a voice.
Voice of an angel.
Yeah.
Voice of an angel.
All right, we'll send them to you.
Sound like Dean Martin.
A little bit. A little bit. We'll send you some business.
All right. Bye, Frank.
All right, John.
Bye, Dino. Bye, Ann.
Bye-bye.
See you later there, buddy.
Oh, that was...
I don't know who that was.
That was Bing Crosby.
That was Bing Crosby being taken over by the spirit of somebody else.
Yeah.
Dean Martin. We'll be back. We are coming back. I promise. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, everybody. We're going to go check out traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Now, who was that?
Well, I don't know who that was either.
If you're going to the Poplar Street Bridge, you're going to hit the brakes right at Jefferson. It's slow from Jefferson to the Poplar. Traveling westbound on Highway 70, you're a little slow through the depressed section to about Madison. Eastbound 70 slows between St. Louis Avenue and the Edward Jones Dome before things finally open up. Westbound 40, that's picked up volume. Now you're slowing between Kings Highway and McCausland. A little bit slow approaching 270 through Mason and heavy approaching the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 270 still looks pretty good. You're just slow between Lindbergh and 170. And westbound 70 looks like it's just a little off the pace between Mid-Rivers Mall Drive and 79. This report brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. St. Louis Bread Company's new Fontina grilled cheese and creamy tomato soup. It's the perfect you-pick-two pairing for holiday comfort and joy. St. Louis Bread Company. Live consciously. Eat deliciously. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey, crew, Carney here. Finally shook off that dead weight known as Martin Kilcoin. So we'll come to you live from noon to 3. When I say live, I mean out of this studio. We're blowing this pop stand. We're going to Mike Duffy's in Kirkwood. And we'd really like to see you there. Special guests, too. It's noon to 3. We'll see you at Mike Duffy's in Kirkwood for the Wednesday Carney Show.
The Carney Show. Weekdays from 1 p.m. to 3 on the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local.
Hope Chapel has been providing compassionate and professional funeral services for over 110 years. In their fourth generation of independent service, Hope Chapel continues to be a source of stability and comfort for countless families in the St. Louis area.
Hi, I'm Christy Bope, and I'm proud to be part of the fourth generation of the Hope Chapel family. As a family business, we know how to best serve your family in your time of need.
I'm Scott Humes, and I'm also a proud member of the fourth generation of the Hope Chapel family. We offer pre-planning, out-of-town arrangements, and special services all handled with support and careful attention to your family's specific needs and wants.
I'm Chip Obert, another member of the fourth generation of the Bope Chapel family. We're proud of our recently completed expansion where we can handle the largest of crowds while still accommodating small, intimate funerals as well as cremation services.
When you need them, Bope Chapel is there for you and your family. At your time of need, call 314-965-7680 or visit them at BopeChapel.com. Bope Chapel, a family tradition since 1902.
Are you looking for a new kitchen or bath? How would you like to only spend $5,000 on your brand new kitchen? Well, you can if you go to Affordable Kitchens and Baths. It's a division of Callier & Thompson, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen, which includes in-stock all-wood maple cabinetry, 2-centimeter granite countertops, and all stainless steel appliances. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. Now, where is it? It's in St. Peter's, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94, between Kisker and Central School Road. Affordable Kitchens and Baths has great financing rates with any project. They have ding and dent appliances that can save you even more money if you're updating your kitchen. And in most cases, you'll never be able to see the ding or dent. They're located at 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94, between Kisker and Central School Road, a division of Callier & Thompson, so it's synonymous with quality. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths.
Don't you just love hardwood floors? How would you like to get hardwood floors for less? Well, with one simple phone call to Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, you can do it. Also, you can do it yourself. That's right. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors prides themselves on helping you install your new hardwood floors. Boardwalk teaches step-by-step installation and refinishing seminars every single Tuesday evening so you can install your own hardwood floors and and save even more money. Need tools? Don't worry about it. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors will rent you everything you need to do the job like a professional. Boardwalk prides themselves on helping customers through the entire do-it-yourself project. Nobody is left hanging, and you can call for any questions you have. Plus, hands-on experience at these seminars. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, 314-730-3100 or boardwalkhardwood.com. Direct from the factory pricing. Do-it-yourself help. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors.
My name is Janet. When it was time to find assisted living for my 85-year-old mother, I was giving numerous recommendations and I'd felt totally overwhelmed. I had visited so many communities, they started to blur together. It wasn't until I visited Brooking Park that I found Mom's new home. From the moment I walked in the front door, I was put at ease in a way that was reassuring and helpful. Everyone was open and friendly, and I knew the atmosphere would be perfect for my mother. Best of all was my mom's reaction. I was surprised at how quickly Brooking Park became her home and her new family.
If you have a loved one who needs a little help maintaining their independence, call Brooking Park at 314-576-5545 or visit brookingpark.org today to see why it ranks among the top-tier nursing homes by U.S. News & World Report.
She made new friends immediately. It's her home.
Brooking Park, an equal opportunity senior community, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors System.
Mom is incredibly happy at Brooking Park.
This is Bob Ellman. The government shutdown is over, and we're busy closing loans because the rates have dropped again. Right or wrong, raising the debt ceiling has forced mortgage rates down. That's why I urge you to refinance to a lower rate today.
People are calling to take advantage of low rates, and if you missed it the first time around, this is your second chance. Call Golden Oak at 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Now's the time to consolidate debts or get cash for the holidays. Our licensed loan officers are standing by to help you lock in a low rate.
Call Golden Oak today and get a lower rate of 3%. That's a fixed rate at 3%. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, conventional 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.556 with qualified credit, 111 West Fort Pleasant, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 567-GOLD.
In life, you seldom get the chance for a do-over, but that's not true when it comes to your supplemental coverage to Medicare. Imagine having a plan where you can keep your own doctor, have your gym membership paid for, and pay no additional premiums over your Medicare Part B. That's called Medicare Advantage. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Take advantage of your opportunity today. Call me at 314-863-0008 for a free Medicare comparison. 314-863-0008.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Kohl's has over 500 Black Friday deals starting Tuesday online and in stores Thursday at 8 p.m. See store or Kohl's.com for details. Kohl's, expect great things.
Even though Webster Groves Subaru is in Webster Groves, they salute both Kirkwood and Webster Groves in the Turkey Bowl Classic. Webster Groves Subaru on Big Bend is proud to sponsor the Turkey Bowl on KTRS. If you haven't yet, you gotta stop by the Blackfin American Grill at the Galleria to check out their new menu. The new items are amazing. For more, go to blackfinamericangrill.com. Eat, drink, be lively.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. And this week, Mizzou Monday is on Tuesday because of the game. So tune in for Mizzou Monday from 6:30 till 9 on Tuesday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, review the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon and the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Son of a gun. That's what Joey Bishop. A lot of you don't know who that is. Old-time comic Joey Bishop. Son of a gun. And it was never funny. He was never funny.
It didn't sound funny.
I never heard Joey Bishop say one thing funny.
Yeah, what was his big...
I have no idea.
Claim to fame.
I never understood why that guy was funny or perceived to be funny by anybody.
He did a talk show, though, didn't he? Like,
yeah, he did a Carson, up against Carson late at night, and his sidekick, his Ed McMahon, was...
Was it Regis Philbin?
Regis Philbin.
Yeah.
Exactly right. For the man, I gave the countless numbers of you who've emailed me, is Dan going to do Reindeer Rock? Is Dan going to do... Yes. I'm sure, Dan, you will this year do Reindeer Rock.
Oh, heck yeah.
The emails are already pouring in.
Wanting to sing
Reindeer Rock. So, yeah, you will do that. And how about the shocker? And I say that sarcastically, of course. This Conrad Murray gets out. And what did I say? And I actually got a couple of critical emails years ago when I said it. I said, there's no way that Michael Jackson is the father, biological father, of any of those kids. There's just no way. Well, now Conrad Murray comes out, and of course he was close to the family, and he was a physician. He said, no, of course he's not the dad. That with that Debbie, what's her role?
Yeah.
He actually had a guy do it with her to produce a child. It was just a business deal.
Wow.
And I remember somebody getting mad at me and sent me an email. How dare you? How dare you say Michael Jackson is not the biological father? Take a look at him. And but I think what people forget is Michael Jackson, or used to forget, is he's black.
Yeah.
And he's actually really black. That Michael Jackson you saw in the last years was a manufactured, bleached out Michael Jackson. I'm not a scientist or doctor. I don't think a black person can have a child with a white person and have the child be Snow White. I don't know. Maybe that's possible. But of course, I don't think that's a shock to anybody to find out that Michael Jackson is not the biological father of those kids. I wonder who knows who the actual biological fathers are. You know, somebody does. Because you know he wouldn't just take an anonymous, not him. He would have selected. He would have gone to somebody, I don't know, Macaulay Culkin or whoever it would be. I'd like for you to donate your sperm because...
Donny Osmond.
Donny Osmond. on the way, Bill Clevelin. Big, big kitchen holidays coming up where people gather in the kitchen, not only for the holidays, but long before, days before, sometimes a week before. Now, those people who really cook and do everything from scratch and the crust and the flowers all over the place. The kitchen's a big deal. If yours is not as big a deal as you'd like for it to be, or your bathroom, or bathrooms, Thompson Price. That's it. That's what you need to know. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home. There are people who move, they sell a house and buy a new house, just to get a better kitchen. It absolutely happens. Just like, look, I would get out of a house and into another one if I got sick and tired of a two-car garage. I don't think a two-car garage is enough. I need a three-car garage. I'd change houses for a bigger garage. You don't have to change houses to get a better kitchen. You can get a kitchen that'll outshine any of the rest of your house if you know who to go to. And here's who to go to. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Now, don't forget, you want to make sure the name Price is in the company you talk to when you get ready to... And I'm not talking about a $5,000 kitchen. Well, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the real deal done right. And that's the only way they do it. Showroom in De Pere, about a half mile east of 270 in the shopping center with TJ Maxx next to McAllister's Deli. Or check out their website. They do fantastic work. You will get your money's worth. You're going to love it for a long, long time. ThompsonPrice.com. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Clevelin segment starring Bill Clevelin along with Bruce Limperist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Clevelin.
Hello, everybody. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, Bill.
Thank you. Some bad news, a major winter storm heading for the East Coast may keep your out-of-town relatives from visiting on Thanksgiving.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Worst news, they may arrive and the storm would keep them from leaving.
That is worse.
Always be worse. And we've got a study that finds being a vegetarian actually improves your mood.
What?
Good news. And the bad news is talking about being a vegetarian just ruins everybody else's mood.
I'll say.
And President Obama said over the weekend that the U.S. struck a deal with Iran over their nuclear program, although there are already some skeptics, mainly because Obama told the Iranians, if you like your weapons plan, you can keep it.
Oh, boy.
And finally, this afternoon.
Come on.
I got some of the executives that Apple recently bought a big, huge mansion in California. You know, good news for him, I guess. The only bad news for him is that the new house isn't compatible with any of the furniture from his last house. Bill Cleveland said Apple. Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company at downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KHS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
Hey, did you guys, and I just caught enough of it to know that I think it was an Ohio marching band. Did you see this thing on the field where they, I don't even know how to describe it, from an overhead shot, it looked like animation.
Oh, yeah, I put that on our Facebook page not too long.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's an amazing video.
How do you do that? How do you go down on the field and then know how to do that so that from overhead, it was incredible. Maybe you could describe what I saw. How would you describe it? It looked like you're watching
animation.
Wasn't
it like the different movie scenes, I think,
thought it was
and
the
movie theme songs?
Well, the one I saw I saw was a Civil War. It was like Lee and Grant shaking hands, but it was all done with bodies on the field. Oh, no, it looked like animated characters. Wow. And I think there was a cannon and wheels. They say they have all these different routines and that literally like every week they change it up. But you've got one on our Facebook page.
Yeah, I'll put it back up towards the top.
All right, what else was that you put on before I forget it that I wanted to say?
Oh, this photographer duct taped like a high-powered old-school zoom lens to his newer camera and took pictures of a snowflakes out in his yard. And it's amazing. I mean, the snowflakes, what they look like under a zoom lens. You
just have to go see. Facebook.com/AM and the PM for both of those things. I have a couple people I'd like for you to meet, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Yeah, that's right, as markandjason.com, and you'll hear us say that here in a few minutes. So there was Stiefel Nicholas, they're financial advisors. Now here we are in the time of year where everybody starts taking another look at how you spent your money this year. This is when the stinking real estate tax bills come. Maybe insurance is due. It's a horrible time of year for that stuff. You start to reevaluate what you did with your money and ask yourself the question, where the heck did it all go, and why did I have more for myself? You need a financial advisor. You don't need to be wealthy to have a financial advisor. That's a misconception. If you have $25,000 or more that you have saved, you've invested, why don't you get their take on whether or not you're doing the right thing with that money? And if you are, they'll tell you. That's what you'll like about Mark and Jason. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Stiefel Nicholas. Hey, you have to do it. Nobody's going to do it for you. It's a smart thing to do. Get some advice from somebody who knows. MarkandJason.com. 5 o'clock, Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. He killed 26 people at an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut last year. Now,